What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute. Today is April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2019. The first quarter is over. So we talk about all the time checking in on your goals. First quarter was, if I had to rate it, rate myself from a scale of 0 to 10, I think I was a 6. But still got a lot done. Need to, as you have heard in previous episodes, need to work more on my commercial brokerage, trying to find listings or trying to solicit listings from business owners to get listings out there in the commercial marketplace. But have been working on new lead generators for on the residential side. I don't know if I've talked about this in the past, but you know, as a realtor, as a real estate agent, I'm trying to diversify and keep diversified my business. So doing residential and commercial, and just in case the market changes for commercial or residential, that I have both businesses going. And now also adding a non-real estate business. We are with a business partner of mine. We are doing reselling on Amazon and eBay. So I will probably start a channel just on retail arbitrage, it's called, where you buy things in the store and then you resell them online, because can't deny the online marketplace is alive and well, and people are willing to pay more money for products for the convenience of having it delivered straight to their home, and they don't have to go to the store and so on and so forth. So stay tuned for another channel that I'll be starting on online e-commerce and reselling. It's actually been a really cool learning experience. But we're talking real estate here. We're recapping the week. You know, still getting a lot of leads for investors looking to buy in Cleveland, which is a good thing. And so I'm training another assistant to help me in the marketing and lead funneling system, where, you know, we get the leads in, and that's the first step, but then working those leads, getting them to buy, and then also getting them through the process of purchasing deals, which are purchasing properties, and getting them to closing. So all of that, you know, one person just can't do. You need somebody, you know, in the beginning when you're starting off, like I am, you have to do everything yourself. It's no joke. You're going to be working all the time. But if you want to build your real estate book of business on the brokerage side of things, you got to do it. You just got to do it. Until you figure out a niche or a system to keep those deals churning. And, you know, that's why I gave myself a 6 on the grading scale for the first quarter of 2019, because I should have that all figured out by now. It's the prime buying season. So, you know, this assistant seems promising. He's very bright. He learns very quickly and learns on his own and figures things out. And he's hungry to do business. So I think this is going to work out really well. And then I'm also going to have to try to leverage, even though it hasn't been successful, other agents to help me with getting getting deals from start to finish, so that we can earn our commissions. So, you know, this is a 100% commission business. There's no money unless you get out there and find deals for people, find people who want deals, and then take them through the process so it's easy and quick and efficient for that person, whether it's an investor or a owner-occupant of a property to get through that process, because all they want to do is they want to find a place to live, or they want to find an investment that will make them cash flow. So we've talked about how difficult that could be on the investor side with the amount of time and effort it takes to manage a property, manage tenants, manage the repairs, having an infrastructure that will allow you to efficiently go through that, and then also be able to handle your brokerage business. So we've divested and gotten rid of a couple contracts, but I'm only picking up new contracts if I get help from other agents in the office place that are willing and able to do it. You know, most new agents, they see it as a quick and easy way to make money, but then quickly learn that it takes a lot of effort to manage properties, and a lot of times it could be unpleasant dealing with tenants, dealing with repairs, dealing with contractors. But it's a necessary part of the business, and most agents I've seen, they're not willing to go through it, including myself. I'll admit, I don't like it, but I see it as a necessary part of growing my business and attracting clients and providing a service for individuals, so that when I do need to provide it, I know what I'm doing and I have a track record. So you can't really do that if you are just buying and selling or leasing properties, and then somebody wants you to manage their properties and they could be a really lucrative client on the acquisition side of things, but you haven't managed properties in forever. So, and that goes both for the residential and commercial side. So we're heading into a sales meeting this morning. We'll need to update on our activities, and that's a good way for us to hold ourselves accountable and to have accountability from our team to see what others are doing, and that there is, a way to... I lost my train of thought. Sorry. There's a way so everybody can get motivated to keep up with everybody else's activity, especially those who are doing well, and then to keep them going, and then also those who don't have a lot of activity going on, so that they can get going. Anyway, we will come back with another segment. Until then, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.